Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, yet again. Looks like I'm getting closer and closer to getting ready to hang up my digital hat, so to speak, at least on this channel. I'll discuss more about that at the end of this video. But first I want to discuss artificial intelligence rendered adult content. There's a website which I can't share a link to because I'll probably get a strike on YouTube for it. But I'm going to flash the letters on screen so you guys know where you can create all kinds of images that are definitely not safe for work. The stock photos I use in this video are of real women, but before I picked them out, I went to the site that's on screen, and then the stock page, and knew that the fake women weren't real. But I started mixing up the real and fake in my head, and I started to see the fake women as starting to be real. The website showed me hundreds of images, and they passed the arousal boner test. My chubby custard launcher didn't care that they were fake. It still gave them a salute. Someone mentioned that in one of my recent memes of the week videos that AI has generated more than just scantily clad ladies in bikinis, but it's doing way more, so I had to look into it. I've now reached the conclusion that if I don't care if women are real or not sexually, then I know the young guys won't care at all. Imagine what that's going to mean when there are completely nude virtual girls in 5 to 10 years or less having conversations with you, and rendered in real time. Real women are screwed. You can also tell the virtual woman what you want her to do and she'll do it. Again, it's almost over for real women. The male sexual revolution is upon us, and they'll cry and complain while wailing and gnashing their teeth that no man wants to fondle their teat. They can protest and complain all they want, but they won't be able to stop it. Men will fap off until the world falls apart and stay away from relationships. MGTOW will be the new default setting for men in society. Birth rates will continue to plummet even more, and family formation will collapse. All that before we even see those virtual girlfriends downloaded into Loverbots. As men were almost in the promised land, and for women the attention, resources, and emotional tampon services are all about to dry up and blow away. I think that even desperate male feminists will probably go their own way from women too. I'll discuss more implications of digitally rendered poon in a moment. But first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to how AI-generated adult content is going to change the world, Clown World Show. First, it's going to mean that all the women that make money in the industry will be out of business. Why pay for OnlyFriends when you can have a free personalized virtual girlfriend or dozens of them all giving you attention? They can roleplay any fantasy scenario that you have in your head. It's a happy ending guaranteed each time. Not to mention that if 1 or 2% of a platform like OnlyFriends were actual real women, but you don't know which ones are real and fake, then it would help suspend your disbelief. It's kind of like when you play the lottery. Every ticket is a winner until it's not. Just like every girl on OnlyFriends would be real until you find out that she's not. And odds are you'll never know if the woman you're talking to is real or not. Once things get to that point, your instincts will kick in, and you won't think too much about it. Just like when I went on that website that generates nude images, and saw hundreds of images scrolling past me. And I got lost in it the way that I get lost when I go to clickbait adult sites with real women. The suspension of disbelief was there. What's more, when I went to sites with real women after looking at the fake, the real women started looking fake, more so than the fake ones. I think this process is going to be gradual when it comes to replacing real women. I think a platform like OnlyFans is going to start posting their own AI-generated women with pictures in the next year or two. And because the platform has real women, you won't even notice that the fake ones aren't real. If the transition takes 5 to 10 years, then you'll never know that the real ones have all been replaced by artificial ones. And you'll keep paying for them. The software might become so sophisticated that they even start to age and retire. How would you know they aren't real women that decide to leave the business? OnlyFans would make a killing because they wouldn't have to share any of their revenue at that point. That's what I'd be doing if I was an adult content platform owner, figuring out ways to cut costs when it comes to talent, editors, camera work, as well as makeup people. But you know what's going to happen. other companies are going to start flooding OnlyFans with fake women too. So it's going to get cheaper and cheaper to produce programming, but there'll be less and less eyeballs per video or image. It's a race to the bottom, like every industry is in right now, where people compete to squeeze every dollar that they can out of it. The biggest losers in all of this are going to be the real-life women. They will lose what little money they make from those platforms with their bodies. Plus, it's also going to spill over to Instagram, TikTok, and other platforms. The AI software is far from perfect. It's now messing up about 50 to 60% of the faces on that website. But here are a few of the pictures I grabbed from there, and that did actually work out. If I didn't tell you that they were fake, you probably have no idea. I posted this one with two muscular Asian women on Twitter, and many people thought that they were actually real. Only one person asked, "Why does one of the women have two arms?" Even I didn't pick that up. But when you generate the perfect virtual girl in a world where you already spend most of your time socializing online, why would you socialize in real life? Plus, the AI would know what makes you laugh and what interests you, so the conversations with it will be far more entertaining and interesting and pleasant than with a real person. Sure, you'll know it's fake in the back of your mind, but you'll also be impatient going out and meeting real people, only to be bored by them, and you'll just stay home instead. It's like people that choose to stay home and watch Netflix on their 85-inch television instead of dealing with the hassle of going to a movie theater these days. The movie theater experience is more advanced, but the hassle of going out is too much when your TV is close enough. AI adult content won't be like the real thing, but it'll be close enough. And in the end, that's all that really matters. But AI-generated men for women will never satisfy them, because they need real-life guys to torment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that'll be enough too. But still, the AI won't hand over resources and won't have any real status. Things that women crave in a man. A man craves a woman's visual appeal far more. Women are so screwed. Now I'm going to change the topic up a bit. Recently, I was watching a video by Weed Waffles, the biggest of the Black Pill content creators, and he was complaining about many of the grifters in the manosphere. They were just regurgitating content without creating anything unique, and how there was little to no incentive to innovate in this space, but just keep repeating yourself forever, and maybe putting up 5 to 10 videos a day doing it. This is what the manosphere has evolved to. I was once criticized for putting out one video per day. Now people are flooding their channels with multiple shorts, 10-minute clips, and full live streams each and every single day. If you think that's bad, then just wait until artificial intelligence begins to pump out content. I'm sure there'll be channels pumping out dozens or hundreds of automated videos each day, each and every day. Thunderfoot mentioned this first and saw the writing on the wall. When I first started, the standard was scripted and well thought out videos, and I burned the midnight oil every day to put one out. Today I'm competing with channels that are burying me in the search results, and that's before YouTube throttles me down. I initially succeeded at this because, in the beginning, it was hard. There weren't hundreds of Manosphere channels there to rip off content. I also dipped my toes in travel videos, but the economics of making such videos, unless it's in a short driving distance, doesn't make any sense with gas and hotel prices. I'm also planning on putting out 40 Lego videos in two batches of 20 each, but I doubt that'll work either. The stuff I'm producing is rather difficult and unique. It's not just me saying something about women and having other content creators show up and steal my words and repackage them. It's something that's impossible to steal. Most people also lack the OCD levels and patience to make something that is that perfect. The economics of something like Lego content only seem to work for channels that make super fast-paced videos every week or two, or those that make daily content that's kind of cheap. I'll try it and see what happens. As for the Sandman channel content, I'm on multiple platforms, and growing fairly quickly on Twitter and Rumble. But the problem is I'm not growing fast enough. At this pace, I'll have to stop sooner rather than later. Most likely in the fall or early winter when I get to my 10-year anniversary. I'd rather do something new and innovate instead. MGTOW's also about to win with AI-generated women, unless women successfully ban it, which is something I don't see happening. MGTOW won't be a term used to describe men that abstain from relationships. It'll be superfluous because the majority of men out there will be going their own way. Financially, I'll be okay walking away from this space, but the thought does actually give me a mini existential crisis because I need something to give me purpose. I'm also pretty sure Bitcoin will go to the moon at some point and take me with it. Even if it doubles its previous high of 70,000, in the next run I'll be able to retire in style. Then I can travel and make videos without worrying about funding. I can travel the world and document the decline of women as the men walk away and as populations crash all over the world. Because men would rather have AI girlfriends instead of real ones. I think it's going to be every man for himself enjoying life to the fullest, trying to save enough money to pay for a decent retirement and nursing home care in a world where there are too many old people and not enough young ones to take care of them. And that's what I think would be one of the unintended consequences of AI-generated porn and sex bots. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that in 10 years' time, it'll be too much of a hassle to go and smash real-life women. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the end of the Sandman channel away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.